May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And that wasn't the place I was going to speak from, but when I read it again, I was going to tell Bracken to do a different way. I thought, no, this is really good in light of some of the things that we have been talking about. When you look at those scriptures, there are two prerequisites for receiving the Spirit. One, that you believe in Jesus, and two, is that he's been glorified. Well, he's been glorified, was taken care of in his ascension. And the moment that you believed in Jesus, you received the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, says in Titus, was poured out on all flesh, and so you received the Spirit. And then he says that thing, that out of your innermost being will flow. He doesn't say God's going to screw off the top of your head and it'll pour out down. He says it's going to flow out of your innermost being. Rivers of living water, and this he spake of the Spirit, but the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. And one of the things we've been saying lately is that maybe instead of a fresh outpouring, which we have a tendency as charismatics to pray for, and you understand, God doesn't get near as offended with language that we use. He knows what we mean. But sometimes language can be confusing. I've always gotten frustrated lately because one of the new charismatic sort of fads is you don't put the word "the" in front of Holy Spirit. It's like, and Holy Spirit, and somehow that's like a kind of a cool. And I would get really aggravated at that. It's like, why don't we have to always have these little charismatic fads? And the Lord said, I know who they're talking about. Why are you worrying about it? I thought, well, excuse me, Lord. And I always know when I read those people or talk to them who they've been connected to, because there's like one group that kind of do that. So he knows what we mean when we pray outpouring, but really it's not a fresh outpouring that we need. It's a fresh outflowing. We've said the other real popular word is breakthrough. Well, maybe it's a breakout, because in Christ you've broken through. He's the great breakthrough. If all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places are already yours in Christ, if all the promises of God are already yes in Christ, then you can't get much more broke through than that. But we just need that to be manifest in our lives. And so I understand breaking through into the experience of it. And having been a student, I don't know if I'm how great of a student I've been, but I've studied revival for 40 years and on a personal level, for personal revival, corporate revival. When I think about all the revivals, there were always some key people, like a key person or a couple of people that kind of sparked everything. And most of the time, charismatics will think it's because there were just some intercessors that prayed for years and years and years. There's always intercessors praying, thank God for them. But some of the revivals, like the Shantung revival in northern China, wasn't like that at all. I mean, there were people praying, but it was just a couple of people got together and they were just sick and tired of being defeated all the time, not seeing the power of God manifested in their life and through their life. And as they did and just began to own their stuff, there was just this breakout. And that breakout was contagious. The Hebrides revival in Scotland, there were two sisters, old women in their 80s. One was arthritic, the other one was blind. They've been praying for years for revival because the whole area of those islands was dead. And then one day they saw that scripture from, is it 2 Chronicles, about if a nation will humble itself? And they believed that was a word from the Lord for them. And as they began to believe that, suddenly things began to break out. And God began to use people like Duncan Campbell. The Welsh revival that people refer to a lot. Evan Roberts was a young guy who prayed and sought the Lord, that kind of thing. But it really happened. There was already an atmosphere that was ripe for it. But one 14-year-old girl just stood up at a church meeting one day and sang this little tune. And then, boom, things started happening. So here's the thing I would just wonder. When that little girl sang, or when those women saw those verses and believed it at the Shantung revival and the East African revival, longest lasting revival that I know of in centuries, was the result of one Anglican MD who was a missionary in Kigali, Rwanda, and a guy from Uganda got together, and again they were just sick and tired of misery and defeat, and as they sought the Lord, there was just this breakout. is outflow. Maybe it wasn't so much that something happened and the heavens suddenly opened up and there was just like outpouring. Maybe people who already carried the river simply had a breakout and the outpouring came through them and quenched a thirst that 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 quenched a thirst. Maybe it really is true. If you're in Christ, maybe you carry the spirit of revival. And what we need are for those rivers of living water. He says, and rivers of living water will flow. Didn't say could flow, might flow, should flow. Will flow. It's the expectation. And if rivers aren't flowing, it's because it's dammed up in us, not because it's dammed up in heaven. It's not blocked up in heaven. It's blocked in us. And maybe when revival happens, it's because one or two or a few people, it begins to come out instead of come down. Because it's already come down. That's exciting to me. Like the woman at the well. A well of water springing up. And it just took one person for there to be this outflow. And she birthed revival in an entire region. It's called Sychar. Entire village came to Christ. Maybe it's not so much an outpouring, but an outflowing in through a person or a few persons or a room full of persons. And rivers come, it quenches a lot of people around them. And then maybe that's the answer to why do those things last so little? The Hebrides was just a few years. The great Welsh revival was less than 10 years. And the guy who was kind of the father of it kind of went crazy. And spent the rest of his life mentally ill, hidden away. Maybe it's not because all of... You ever wondered about that? Like, why did God just stop? Why did he stop pouring out? Maybe it wasn't that God stopped pouring out. Is it for some reason people stop letting the outflow? That makes a lot more sense to me. Maybe the enemy got to people. You can't get to God. Maybe we carry revival. But if he can keep us from believing, keep us from manifesting what we carry, that's when it dies out. God never intended for the book of Acts to die out. He didn't intend for it to be hiccups. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Just a river flowing out of people who carry the river. Again, what we said, maybe instead of us continuing to wait for him to show up, maybe the real issues all along, he's now equipped us and he's waiting for us to show up. I think so. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.